mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number three in this worldwide transmission against tyranny. Paul Watson riding shotgun with us, giving us his report from the prison planet. We'll be taking your calls in this hour. 1-800-259-9231. Paul, national ID cards failed this week, what, for the third or fourth time in England, but that isn't stopping Blair from continuing to reintroduce them. We've gotten our national ID cards here through the driver's license, but the average person isn't even aware of that. Why do you think in England they admit it's a national ID card, but here they're more sneaky about it?
Because in England there's no history of what tyranny is defined as or freedom. With the ID card bill in England, the government got caught putting out fake polls whereby people phoned in and emailed into online polls and the results were covered up by the government. They've dropped it for now because there's about to be an election on May 5th, but when Labour and Tony Blair win, as they're very much expected to do again for the third time in a row, they're just going to reintroduce it again, so it'll be straight back on the agenda. At the same time, over in Australia, they're introducing the same thing, photo ID card, with all the biometric information on it as well, tied into the driver's licenses, which is what's happening in America. So point by point around the globe, you know, like a spider's web, they're introducing the same programs at the same time, as they do with most things. So for the moment, it's on the back burner in England, but they're set to reintroduce it immediately after the election. And the so-called opposition, the Tories, are right behind it, the Conservatives. So both major political parties are lockstep behind it, as they are with all major issues, including the war.
Well, just like here with the war and the rest of it, but then they have little fake fights in your parliament and on our Congress.
Yeah, and the little fights are always about issues which don't really matter, to give the assumption that they're actually in opposition to each other when they all meet at the Bilderberg meeting once a year anyway.
Coming up after some calls, Iraqis suggest and suspects say U.S. troops took mother hostage. Norwegian government forces 40% female employment or businesses get shut down. That's the new freedom. Just total tyranny, folks, but in the name of PC. Japanese town gets a real RoboCop. Attorney General admits use of Patriot Act in Mayfield case that you already mentioned, but I want to get into that a little bit more. And at the same time, Bilderberg group meeting, Bilderberg.org thinks that they found the location in Germany. So we'll cover that. And another article, speed cameras can talk to each other and track you down for the most petty of supposed not even crimes. And I want to then, of course, get a little bit into the pontiff and his death and how they're going to bury him and tomb him during this solar eclipse. And then they're trying to claim this is some type of magical thing. I mean, folks, they're deciding when to bury him. And that sounds pretty occultic to me, Paul.
Well, yeah, they're following, his name slips my mind, but it's a 10th century prophet who made the prophecy that the Pope would be born, this current Pope, the one who's just died, would be born during an eclipse and would be buried on an eclipse.
It's Saint Malachi, is that right?
Malachi, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we know that they're into this kind of stuff, so that's part of the reason why they're burying him on Friday. A wider debate, which is what we focused on the website, is whether the Pope helped or hindered the New World Order. Certainly in issues of pro-life, he denounced mercy killings of the elderly, unethical science and cloning. He likened abortion to the Holocaust. But then on the flip side, you know, he attended the Bilderberg meetings and then called for a new world order.
Claiming that isn't true that he attended. We'll be right back. Stay with us. On the other side, we'll take your calls, so don't touch the dial.
That's weird. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
CNN. Big Brother becomes big business. Paul Eden loves his job. It takes him into people's homes and offices and allows him to film their daily lives. Eden heads Ogilvy Field Brand Investigation, or FBI, the acronym, a division of Ogilvy and Mather, one of the world's largest advertising agencies. He's commissioned by companies to provide video research of consumers, providing vital insight into their likes and dislikes. Since launching the research unit in London 5 years ago, Eden says the interest among big corporations has spiraled. The real bonus for clients is that they can eyeball the people who are important to them. This is the way we can invite a consumer into the boardroom. These natural social environments are natural brand environments. Respondents are more willing to talk truthfully about themselves, and we're offered an opportunity of seeing them interact with brands and play with brands, to which is, of course, enormously appealing. And what do? They pay people to put cameras in their homes. They put them all over the stores, spying on people, smart shelving, listening to what they're saying and doing. And all of this is put into detailed psychological algorithms to study our psychology. And that's the problem with these all these reality shows. With it's fancy, it's fun. You know, shows like Big Brother, having the cameras in your home gets you all conditioned to it. And it is very scary. Together with information, we help retailers identify hot spots and cold spots giving virtual information for maximizing revenue potential. As with existing CCTV security systems, stores are obliged to put up clearly displayed notices informing customers that they are being watched. But now they inform them that they're being listened to and tracked and analyzed. Paul, sounds fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, how far away are we from the Minority Report, whereby you've got an RFID tag in your clothes, you walk into a Gap store, you hear a voice via the directed audio beam, which they've already got in Coke machines in Tokyo. You know, hello, Mr. Jones. What would you like to buy today? We recommend this section. And that's the Minority Report. People have seen it. And now with these cameras, they do that psychological analysis whereby they see where people are going in the shop to build up those psychological profiles, which law enforcement agencies are also using in places like train stations to identify loiterers. If your physical behavior betrays that of a criminal, then pre-crime dictates that you will be arrested by these intelligent cameras which predict this behavior.
And now they're passing laws in England that are like some of the Asian countries that are very, very draconian, where if you throw a piece of bubble gum on the ground, they instantly arrest you. No trial, no jury, no nothing.
Well, yeah, they've hired a cadre of police helpers who walk around major cities watching people for dropping litter. If you drop a piece of bubble gum, they immediately frog march you to a cash machine whereby you have to draw out the equivalent of $100 and give it to them on the spot, which would certainly create a nice potential for potential thieves to do that just to get money out of people. And the same thing with things like the smoking. Drop a cigarette tab and you get the same penalty. People just don't challenge it. People who do challenge it, in fact, get heavier penalties. And they've got little signs on all the bins saying, you know, all the trash cans saying you are being monitored, £50 fine for dropping litter. So it's the new Labour socialist police state here in Britain.
They even have big billboards up that show all-seeing eyes looking at you going, under the watchful eyes. I mean, it's right out of 1984.
Oh, yeah, and they're putting cameras in all the buses. They're introducing pay systems where it's RFID as well for the trains in London where you wave it past the scanner, which is also being used for shops in the same areas.
Yeah, they're doing that here now, too. It's serious. Here's another article, and we'll go to some calls in a minute. Afghanistan likely to have permanent U.S. military. Now, they told us they'd be there a year, but now the Financial Times is reporting, oh, no, the military is now saying we'll be there forever, Paul. And our military is building a fence all the way around the country. We've already built half of it. But we can't have our military on our border, Paul.
Well, no, what's the first thing they did when they went into Afghanistan? Kicked out the drug control agency. The opium exports skyrocketed. And then they gave amnesty to all the drug traffickers.
It's now a tenfold increase.
Yeah, so they're back in control of that. And the rest of the country is run by warlords as it was before they went in for the invasion. So it's back to the same thing it was, but the CIA is back in control of the drug trade, which is all they wanted, and the permanent military base to launch attacks on neighboring countries like Iran.
A few months ago, we talked about terrorists in the hands of justice, run by the terrorist Alawi in Iraq, paid for by our government, where dozens of people each night, with their teeth knocked out and bloody faces, confessed to being terrorists. Stealing anything is now terrorism. No judge, no jury. You just marched on live TV to say that you're a terrorist, and now they're expanding the program, but they have admitted that they do go and grab people's wives, children, mothers, to make them, quote, turn themselves in and confess, and then the confession is considered valid. This is our government. Reuters, Iraqi suspects say U.S. troops took mother hostage. An Iraqi apparently subjected by U.S. troops to taking part in attacks in Baghdad accused U.S. forces on Tuesday of taking his mother and sister hostage to pressure him and his brothers to surrender for questioning. Boy, that's a new tactic that they're doing.
Well, it goes back to the P2OG thing where they said they'd stir up hostilities amongst terrorist groups by
killing their families, yeah.
Killing and abducting family members. And the people in this reality TV show in Iraq blatantly show signs of torture. Here in Britain, we've just had the British ambassador come out and say that the British government were using evidence obtained from torture in Uzbekistan
And they say they're going to use it, but at the same time saying they're against torture. A handwritten sign in Arabic on the front gate of their house read, "Be a man, Muhammad Mukif, and give yourself up, and then we will release your sisters. Otherwise, they will spend a long time in detention." It was signed Bandit 6, apparently U.S. code, Army code. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, now they've got the tip system set up in Iraq where people report their neighbors, get cash bonuses.
By the way, why do they all call themselves Bandit or 666 Beastmaster? They call themselves the name of the Soviets in Red Dawn and call the insurgents Wolverines. Why are they giving themselves all evil names? You know, that's always meant something, you know, when you give yourself an evil name.
Well, I mean, at the lower levels, like, you know, troops having skull and bones on their tanks, they probably just think it's cool, but at the higher levels, we know what these people are into. They think they draw power from that, so to affiliate themselves with it, supposedly in their eyes, would give them more power to carry out what they're doing.
Look, until the end of World War One, we never had skulls, death, stuff was not allowed in the military. The first to do it were the Germans in modern history. Their field marshals in World War One wore giant skulls on their hats, in some cases huge devil horns. Folks, it's actually in the new film, okay? I'm not kidding, actual photos of this. You know, devil horns, skulls, because it's the order of death. But the military started affixing this as official symbols. Now others have picked it up. But we have the Reuters photos of 666 on the helicopter, 666 on the tanks, human skulls, body parts hanging off. I mean, this is sickening.
Yeah, and then we had the video a few weeks ago where they're just out casually shooting dogs multiple times and having various sorts of fun like that, which they also do to people.
Well, that dog, hold on a minute, Paul, that dog is with Al-Qaeda. That dog is hiding the weapons of mass destruction.
Well, they treat the people the same, the people who they've been caught, the innocent people they've been caught shooting, and basically, if you don't work directly for the occupational government, you're considered an insurgent.
And they wear RFID bracelets if they're good workers.
Yeah, and they can't get back in, the Fallujans couldn't get back into the town unless they accepted the ID card.
Paul, where does it all end?
Well, the question is whether this was all planned for in the first place and whether, you know, it's going to end up in the call for a draft because we're so tied down in Iraq. You know, either North Korea launches a nuke which hits Alaska, as they've already done with a dummy test run, a terrorist bombing in Syria blamed on the Syrian government, anything that would mandate the call for a draft because we're tied down in Iraq. Maybe that was the plan all along.
Well, and they've also said that, quote, our forces are tied down in the war on terror. Foreign assets may have to save us during an attack. The Army War College is saying that. The UN saying that. We got top generals talking about setting aside the Constitution for a military form of government. I mean, they're openly talking about this, Paul.
Exactly. They're already hiring Cuban mercenaries and various mercenaries from different countries to do duties in Iraq and trying to keep that quiet. They've reinstituted the death squads, which they used in Honduras to go and hunt people down. So, blow by blow, they're using the same tactics again.
And again, folks, this is not our opinion. This is all admitted. This is going on. The head of all U.S. intelligence now is Negroponte, who was the death squad commander and organizer. And he helped set up the death squads in Iraq. And this is the guy. I mean, they want power. They want control. They know you're naive. They know you're sappy and well-meaning and just don't get it. Paul, how do we get people to stop being naive and stop seeing the world according to their worldview? Well, I'm a nice person, so the world must be nice.
Well, that's the thing which I try to emphasize to people on many occasions. People are only concerned about their children, their lives, if they foresee a problem that's happening in their back garden. You just have to point out to them that this is their back garden, this is the future of their children, and it does directly affect them, and it will on a day-to-day basis as it clamps down more and more.
Absolutely. We got a break, and when we get back, we'll go right to your calls, and there's a big old stack of news here that we'll be covering as well. So much more coming up. But first, your interesting calls. We'll bam, bam, bam through those when we get back on the other side. Don't forget the new website. Well, it's not too new. It's almost a year old now. PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartavite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing.
Basically, they're building a robotic control grid prison all around us. The most petty of offenses will result in forced drugging, having your vehicles taken, your home being taken, brutal police that are taught they have to keep us in line for our own interests like we're a bunch of dumb cattle. This is the warping that's going on, but it doesn't have to succeed if you stand up and say no and inform others. They've got to sell us on slavery. Brian in Tennessee, then Mike, Joe, Jamie, and others. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, Alex. I'm a big fan. I just want to thank you for waking me up. And the reason I'm calling is I wonder if you've seen that new Robert Rodriguez, Frank Miller movie, Sin City.
And, yeah, I mean, overall, it's got some bad stuff in it, but it's pretty anti-government.
Yeah, that's what I call about it. I thought it was it sort of holds the mayor up. It's got the corrupt politician protecting his son, but it also makes torture look really cool, you know. And
that's the problem with it.
That's the problem with it. But at the same time, I don't fault Robert Rodriguez for that because I thought it was a great movie, but I just hate to think of the four-year-old kids watching that, going home playing Grand Theft Auto for 3 hours and taking Ritalin and Prozac. You know?
Well, I'm not trying to grovel just because I know some people that were involved in the film. They made it in Austin, and I know that the folks over there have seen my videos and like them. I've been told that. And the film, the Frank Miller script, I mean, the government is carrying out the terror attacks. I mean, not terror attacks, but the government's running the drugs, running the child kidnapping.
The occult serial killing, all that stuff. And just so you can get to other callers, I'll keep it real short here. The same thing was I've been watching cable TV yesterday in a hotel room, and I saw like two or three times a direct parallel drawn between the white supremacist movement and the constitutional movement. I saw a History Channel piece. CMTTs.
No, that's the new thing. You say, I hate Nazis. I love the Constitution. That's code for Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything is Nazi now.
You're
pro-gun. That's a Nazi.
Made me think that they've probably been calling you that for a long time, and maybe they're going to up it up, you know, keep calling you that and get louder about it.
Well, they don't really call me that, or I'll sue them. But
they didn't really say it. They did one on the white supremacist movement.
Yeah, they do it right next to each other, guilt by association.
They don't say it, but they throw Koresh right in the middle of it.
Well,
they
had a New York Times piece years ago with Bin Laden and Klan leaders, and it was all in one article. Bin Laden and Klan leaders, and then, Alex Jones.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You can't sue him for that, though, can you?
No, not really. It's strictly done.
Respect, huh? No, the only respect getting sued. And, Alex, the last thing, I love you. You're my biggest hero. The last thing is, I'll just hang up and listen to your response, who's going to play George W. Bush in the 9-1-1 movie, Clint Eastwood or Sean Connery? Thank you.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of movies coming out worshiping Bush where he saves everyone on 9/11. Paul, comments to that?
Yeah, the other movie that I haven't seen, but we got Reed to do a review of it, was The Final Cut, starring Robin Williams, which is about a brain chip which records your entire life. And according to the guy who saw it, who did a review for us, they portray the people opposed to the chip as religious crazies.
And everybody has the chip. You know, most of the general public has it, according to the review. Well, look, I mean, a few weeks ago, I was listening to a book on tape, you know, when I'm out driving around in my spare time, and it was a 3001 Space Odyssey. And in that, everybody's a kook that doesn't have the chip. You've all got a brain chip. It's everywhere.
The guy you had on for an interview a few months ago talked about how the rest of society shouldn't hold the frontiers of technology back by refusing the chip.
Well, he said we should be made to do it.
Yeah.
And this is one of your little government minions.
Yeah, so it's not just in movies. It's people really coming out and saying,
well, Sean Hannity says every child needs it. I know it was product placement. And like show after show, I'm buying stock. This is every child needs one.
I don't think they're going to ram it through on the security basis, mainly, though. It's going to be the cultural fad basis. It's going to be the next mobile phone.
Well, yeah, you just got to have it. Well, you don't have to work at this corporation. Well, it's like the Mexican Attorney General. Got to have the chip under your skin if you want to work here. Now, I'm not making you work here. But see, when everything's a government job or a government-controlled job, you don't have to have a job here. You just got to have the chip, buddy. Paul, why don't you just take the chip? You know, it'd be much easier. I mean, we're here talking about how they want us to take the chip, folks. I mean, it's gotten to that point.
They're putting the RFID chip in all the Soccer World Cup tickets as well. And that's in 2006 next year. So, yeah, down the line on a cultural level, they're introducing it as well as security level.
Got to stop evil Al Qaeda. Got to do it. Got to arrest people who don't return one library book. It's all is free, please. We'll take your calls and cover more news on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. I just got time to take five more calls. Let's do that quickly. And then, Paul, what's some of the other news you want to get into? I want to comment on this Gannon story in the big newspapers. And I want to also get into Norwegian government forces 40% of female employment or businesses get shut down. That's freedom. But what's some of the other news you want to hit on?
Just a short thing about how they're hyping the flu pandemic and who's going to be behind that. Also a little bit more on the terror drills, which you need to talk about.
Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to... Mike in Washington. Mike, go ahead.
Alex, Paul, great day to you guys.
Hello, my friend.
Hey, listen, Alex, a couple good friends of mine were in town this weekend and in a week, and they're Dr. Lorin Murray and Sergeant Dennis Kine. He's a 15-year veteran of Gulf War One, and Lorin Murray is a Livermore Nuclear Weapons Lab whistleblower.
Okay.
And they're up in Seattle right now, but in the interest of the info war and force multiplication, I'd like to extend the opportunity to get them on an interview with you. They have some.
Sure. What do they talk about?
They were both at the World's Uranium Weapons Conference in Hamburg. They talk about depleted uranium.
Yeah, well, we've had Dr. Rocky on, who wrote the book on it. I mean, it's deadly for the troops.
Yeah, they're going around and doing this. They're giving talks all around the nation on their dime, and they just have all kinds of information that.
But I mean, think about how arrogant the global controllers are. They use a weapon that they know kills the people and our own troops, that they know is deadly. It's been proven it's in the troops. It's been proven it's killing them.
Exactly.
Major newspapers have done blood tests. It's in them, high levels. And they just say, we don't care. It's good for you.
And they're talking about more war. Well, there's some war crimes that need to be paid for before we move on to the next set of wiping everything out.
Yeah, but you see, George Bush makes the law. His attorney general said he's above the law. Karl Rove says they create reality. So if they say do you use nutritious, it is. I guess if they say cyanide is delicious, it is.
Yeah, Lorraine had a video of Stone Phillips and Jane Pauley on DU, and it's something you'll never see on TV again. I think that's why they calmly disappeared. But it was pretty damning evidence. I mean, they came right out and said that it kills our troops and their and the enemy, and was how bad it was. It was a Dateline, actually, and it's a great video clip.
I appreciate the call. Yeah, email me contact info for your friends. I might get them on. Sounds interesting. Paul, though, I mean, really, I agree with Karl Rove, and I agree with Gonzalez. I mean, if Gonzalez is pro-abortion, and he doesn't want 12-year-olds to have to tell their parents they're having them, that's pro-life. If he says torture is good up until death, and that if they torture you to death, it's not their fault, I think that's good. I think if he says DU, I think if the government says DU is good for you, it is. I mean, I think if they say jumping off a 10,000-foot cliff is good for you, it is. I mean, maybe they do control reality, and, you know, Ashcroft never said there was a Patriot Act, and then when he said there was, he never said that, and Rumsfeld never said there were weapons of mass destruction. He says that's an urban legend conspiracy. I agree with him. Up is down, down is up. If they say black is white, I guess it is. If they say war is peace, I guess it is. I guess if installing dictatorships is democracy, I guess it is, Paul. I mean, maybe something's wrong with us, my friend.
Well, no, they believe in this whole creating reality facade because they're from the school of Straussian philosophy, which believed in the noble lie, that one can tell a giant lie if it enhances the greater good of the overall agenda, which is basically the same thing that Hitler said, you know, the bigger the lie you tell, the greater number of people believe it. So that's why they believe in creating reality.
I know. If I got on air and said I was God, I think a lot of people would actually follow it and believe it. I think if you did, they would. I mean, we could just say if it's ridiculous and stupid, they'll believe it. But if it's here's the bill, it says this. No, it's not true.
Well, exactly.
Paul, I'm going to let people in on the secret. You are actually a 180-pound rabbit. Big pink ears, and you fly a spaceship, Paul.
I was hoping that wouldn't get out, but you've blown it.
I have a government document showing it's true.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I tell you what. But no, Rumsfeld never said there were weapons of mass destruction, Paul. You're a conspiracy theorist. He never said that. Doesn't matter if we all saw him on TV 100 times say it, Paul. He didn't say it. You understand me?
Exactly. Even though the latest intelligence report said that they were dead wrong, and yet it doesn't blame any of them for it. It's all the intelligence agency's fault.
And Bush says he needs more power and control. See, this proves that he needs more power. Because
yeah,
he ordered them to lie. It shows, see, he actually got on the news and said, see, I told you.
But they may have made a mistake, so what do we do? Well, we promote Condoleezza Rice. That's the reward for making mistakes, whereas we know they're not mistakes.
Now, Condi doesn't lie. She's a good person. Paul, don't be mean to her. Are you racist? No, I mean, anybody, you criticize anybody, you're racist.
Exactly.
Including white people. Let's talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, Paul. Wow, what a segue. My apologies if I get technical, but I had an interesting day in intake court. 2 months ago, I was illegally stopped and searched, and the cop went fishing. You want me to explain what that means?
Digging through your vehicle.
Well, digging through my personal items, so yeah. He said he wanted to ticket me, so it went to a warrant so he could get me. And then he said he wanted to make my life annoying. And I was eventually charged with a dangerous weapon, and the other charge was dropped. So you know how you appear before the judge, and he asks you how you want to plea, and he said...
And in the pleadings, you pray. Read court pleadings. You pray to the court.
Well, I have it.
It's a temple.
Word.
It's a temple.
He said, sure. If found guilty, you owe blank, and if you plead guilty or no contest, you'll owe half, and then you can be done with it. And it makes it sound like...
Yeah, that's the new freedom.
Thing.
You have a choice to be guilty or guilty.
Well,
give us one of your pleas.
I chose the fourth option. I said, no, I need and require a court of record. And he says, no, I need your plea. I said, no, I need the court of record. You know, that takes it to a different level. You know, it's a statutory court.
Yeah, they try to convince you to do a plea bargain up front, and they pose, and they've gotten slick about plea bargains where they act like a plea bargain is a normal court proceeding.
Well, he entered it for me. I said,
no,
Your Honor, do you understand the difference between a statutory court and a common law court?
Hey, judges are now going, I've decided no jury. I'm sure you've heard about those cases. They just go, no jury.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And then it's just made up. I guess a judge might announce their God tomorrow.
Well, I wanted to ask Paul if they have common law over there in Great Britain, because it sounds like our law system came from them.
Yeah, it comes from Mount Sinai with Moses and the Ten Commandments. Then 1214, Magna Carta, and out of that, at Runnymede, 1776, Declaration of Independence, and 1789, Constitution, Bill of Rights.
Yeah. I was just wondering if there was a section on either Prison Planet or InfoWars that had constitutional law on there, because I've been digging through a lot of...
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff we need to do on the side. We're just so... It's hard to do it all.
Well, you guys are doing a wonderful job. I was just going to mention also that I think Genesis is the third rail of justice. And that's all I can say.
Well,
good
thank
job,
you.
Guys.
Thank you. We try our best. I like this network. There's some shows I don't agree with, but you know that's their prerogative. Ted's tried to mix things up a bit, but he's never censored me, and that's what matters. They let me talk about whatever I want. Paul, comments to what our little friend was just saying?
Well, just that, I mean, be careful when people are searching through your things, because if it's federal agents, then in this, as was the case with... Brandon Mayfield, you may find yourself framed for terrorist acts, which happened. They first denied it, then later had to admit it with Gonzalez yesterday.
Well, I mean, they do that on all the cop shows. Framing people's good. It's how you get the bad guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Paul, I mean, we've got to learn that, see, you're against abortion, so you're pro-abortion. And then Gonzalez and most of Bush's new appointees are for it, and so they're against it. Are you understanding that now?
I'm starting to understand the double thing, yeah.
Good! Good! It's like they want to put all these new gun restrictions on Bush is pushing for, and Gonzalez is with the databases, and we're not hearing the gun groups cry out against it, because, again, we'd be liberal if we were pro-gun, Paul. We can't be liberal.
It's double plus good.
It's double plus good.
All right.
Ah. Tell folks what double plus good is.
Double plus good. It's the Orwellian term whereby they restrict the language so as to restrict people's thoughts.
Yeah, you can't say very good. It just teaches you to use pluses and minuses, so it's double plus good. Or plus good or double plus good.
That's right.
Which they're actually doing. They're actually the American vocabulary is shrunk dramatically. They've done the studies. Pretty soon it'll just be grunts, and we'll communicate by football team names. Paul, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to. You got to laugh about this sometimes. Got to hurry here. Chris in Texas, go ahead. Yes, Chris.
Hey, how?
I'm good.
I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and I suggest everybody out there go get it. It's a really good website to be a part of. And get yourself a Berkey Light.
But thank you for the plugs.
I was reading on your free book site, the free reading books, that Antichrist Conspiracy book. And I ran across one part of it that blew me away, and I was maybe you could shed some light on it for me. And it described how the Copernicus model of the Earth is actually a lie, and that the Earth is motionless. Do you know anything about this?
No, I have no earthly idea.
I mean,
pun intended.
Because it says, like, as the Bible describes the earth not moving, it describes, like, nine passages. And, I mean, if this is true, I mean, this totally discredits anything NASA has ever done. I mean, I would just see it if you knew anything about it. But,
no, I don't, sir. And but that's interesting. Anything else on your mind?
No, not really. Just keep up the good work, man. You're in my prayers.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the support, Chris. Jamie in Kentucky, then Phil. That's it for calls. Jamie, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
I think you should run for the next president of the United States.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, number one, I'm not old enough. You got to be 35. I'm 31.
Oh.
And, yeah, and then number two, we don't have real elections at the presidential level. Number three, I'm not presidential material. I'm just an average guy doing a radio show.
And another question.
We need Paul Watson to run against Arnold Schwarzenegger, as long as we're going to have a foreigner. Right, Paul?
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, what do you think?
You have to be a Nazi, though, for that to work out.
Exactly. Because you're against Nazis, you're a Nazi. But if you're a Nazi, then you're anti-Nazi.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the push to get Mel Gibson to run for president?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea, too.
Yeah, a lot better than Arnold. Well, he was born in New York, upstate New York, so he's an American.
Hey, Alec.
Yes?
I got a question for you. A couple weeks ago, I was preaching about this in my church, about the New World Order and the Illuminati and all that.
Yes.
And they said... See, we got a couple of Masons in our church.
Oh, and they said you were a devil because you were against it?
No. They said, if I keep on preaching on that, I'm going to split that church wide open.
Oh, so you're bad for bringing it up. Okay.
I left the church. We even got a cop in there that's a Mason.
And they were telling you don't talk about the New World Order?
No. It plainly states in the Bible, when the 10 nations get together in Revelation, that's going to become a new world order, one world government right there. And they do not want to hear nothing about that.
Well, you're not supposed to talk about the new world order, thanks for the call.
Okay.
You know, all these presidents and prime ministers talk about it and call for it, but then if you talk about it, it's code for evil. It doesn't exist. Paul, they even have psychological names for the insanity of believing in a world government, Paul.
Yeah, I've heard some of those definitions. Going back to the church thing, I mean, it says in the Bible, and I think Jesus said it, that worship is not mindless repetition of chapters and verses, and yet that's what we see in our churches today. The old school kind of churches would be political, but now it's with these taxation rules, it's completely out the window, where you have to be lockstep behind government in order to get your tax exempt status.
And that's all an illusion. The churches can't have control what they say. But
hey, Alec.
Yes, sir.
One more thing before I go. Now I just got one more thing. I guess you heard it on the wrestling. Hulk Hogan says it. What you going to do when Alex Jones runs on you, brother?
All right. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Final call. Phil in Virginia. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to take a phrase that the traitor's coward, Sean Insanity, has been using and say that, Alex Jones, you're a great American. Paul Watson, you're a great Englishman. And your previous caller, he is a great American also. He did write to get out of these spiritual whorehouses called churches. But the Messiah said he did not come to bring peace but a sword, to bring division. And to point out what you stand on the ground of what is right and what is wrong, and he was right to do that, to expose that evil, which is known as Freemasonry.
But, and he was tortured to death, but they now tell us that torture is good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, that's, you know, the new reality. And Alex, I got to say, I appreciate your sense of humor, and it is good to be able to get some, be able to still laugh and have a sense of humor in all of this depressing news. But yesterday, there was another despicable display of demonic perversion, and I'm not talking about the long-festering cancer of the secret Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, but about the latest result of problem, reaction, solution, which was the headline of the local syndicated government propaganda paper Virginian pilot. Either one of you guys want to take a stab at what it was?
No, what was it?
U.S. clamps down on borders.
When it really doesn't clamp down on the borders, it clamps down on the citizens.
Exactly. Passports will be needed to tighten security. That's the, it's just unbelievable. Good is evil and evil is good.
Up is down, down is up. Thanks for the call,
okay,
Bill. Comments, Paul?
Well, we talked about the Falujans needing an ID card to get back into their town. And that's what it is. Canadian citizens, American citizens leave the country, need a photo ID, ID card to get back in. Same system as they're using in Iraq.
With a transponder chip.
Yeah.
It's not just, it's the photo ID isn't good enough now. Now it's more. But we'll accept a consular matricula to get you into the country if you're an illegal alien, or we'll pay under the amnesty plan to bring you here. Paul, let's blitz through some final news on the other side and wrap up this Thursday edition of Real Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. Like the t-shirt a listener sent me 5 years ago. I'm wearing that t-shirt right now. Real Talk Radio.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch my new film, Martial Law, my best work there. Monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. All my videos, books, other videos, it's all there. Hundreds and hundreds of hours of video, hundreds and hundreds of hours of audio, multiple new pieces of media put on there every week. Orange County Sheriff used driving records to locate critic. A woman who wrote a letter to the editor He used the database system to find out where she lived and harassed her. That's WFTV out of Florida. Boy, that's friendly folks, isn't it? Just because she said they were overusing tasers, most of the deaths in the country, a large portion are in that area. And, boy, he's going to go after her, Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean, you give this kind of technology to corrupt police, most of which are good, but some of which are corrupt, then they will use it for personal vendettas, like these GPS trackers. That
what about this one? Norwegian government forces 40% female employment, or businesses get shut down. That's forcing women to go work, forcing women not to take care of their children, forcing people not to have a family so the state can raise the family. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and in that, it doesn't even mention the, you know, what size the business has to be. So if you've got a business which employs five people, four of which are men, then the pretext is there to shut that business
down. Yeah, what if it's three? What if it's three brothers? I mean, what about being able to hire who you want to hire? And women are great employees. I mean, most of my employees are women. I don't have that many, but, I mean, I'm actually, I guess discriminating against men. I found women, in many cases, tend to be better than men in many respects. But, I mean, what's the deal here? This is forcing women into this.
Well, I mean, if you know anything about Scandinavian countries, it is completely PC gone mad, so it would be no surprise to some of the people up there. But, it's indentured servitude, and it's forcing businesses to conform to government regulations.
Boy, you talk about the Soviet Union, but it's liberal, so it's okay. And it's coming here, too. Japantown gets a real RoboCop. This is out of the Mail and Guardian. And we have a flashback, future police state use of robots. The safety of Japanese neighborhood was Wednesday put in the hands, briefly, of a robot, which became police chief of the day in the campaign to promote safe driving. And half the military in 2010 will be ground robots and air robots, and a few globalists then can take control, Paul.
Well, yeah, and they've already done tests with Honda and the Japanese government using this ASIO robot to have it fitted with a taser, whereby anyone entering a restricted area, which would be judged by an RFID tag on the robot, would be tasered. So they're looking at law enforcement applications for robots now.
All part of freedom.
Yep.
We're out of time, Paul. The new film, Martial Law. Give us a 30-second plug. Your take on the film.
It's well-defined. It covers all the vital aspects of the New World Order in three bite-sized chunks. 9/11 is covered in depth, new information on that. And it's over 3 hours long.
3 hours long on DVD, 2 hours, 35 minutes on VHS DVD, now available. Call right now, 1-888-253-3139. Grab your pen and paper, 888-253-3139, or order a hard copy via Infowars.com. Got some specials running on it. We want you to get it. It won't be seen if you don't get it and make copies. Please do. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv to watch it online right now. And, Paul, we've already got large sections of it up for free, but you're going to be putting some more clips up for free, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to be putting a clip which focuses on Schwarzenegger up later on tonight to add to the three clips which are already up there, free to everybody.
All right, go to PrisonPlanet.tv and check it out. Paul, always great to have you on. Hopefully have you on next week.
All right, thanks, Alex.
Take care. Again, the new film, I just want it to be seen. Please help me get it out to people. Please get it. Please make copies. Really three films in one. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. And I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless.
Introducing...